From Washington, this is VOA News. Calm returns to an African city after violence over an Ebola quarantine, and two U.S. doctors have apparently been cured of the Ebola virus. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Government officials handed out bags of rice and sachets of drinking water Thursday to residents of an impoverished slum in Liberia's capital, where tens of thousands of people have been barricaded in an effort to stop the spread of Ebola. International aid workers warned that more help was needed as the country battles not only the virulent disease, but also hunger, as travel restrictions have blocked food from getting to parts of the seaside capital. In the Tenz township of West Point, hundreds of residents lined up to receive government provisions a day after authorities put up barbed wire barricades and enforced a blockade of the area that kept market traders from entering or leaving. Prices were skyrocketing inside the community on a peninsula, with the price of water quadrupling in a matter of days in the slums where there is no clean running water and amid steamy temperatures. On Wednesday, residents of West Point clashed with police and soldiers hours after the neighborhood was sealed off, furious they were being blamed and cut off from markets and jobs. Two American aid workers infected with the Ebola virus have recovered and left an Atlanta hospital. Dr. Kent Brantley had fully recovered, meaning he was symptom-free for at least 2 days with no virus in his blood system. He gave thanks to his doctors for treating him and to God for sparing his life. Nancy Wrightball was released from the hospital Tuesday, but had asked that her discharge remain private. Brantley asked the public to continue to pray for the people who have the disease. This is VOA News. U.S. airstrikes have helped Iraqi and Kurdish forces regain their footing in Iraq, but the well-resourced Islamic State militants can be expected to regroup and stage a new offensive. That according to U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. Speaking alongside Hagel at a Pentagon news conference, Army General Martin Dempsey said that although the Islamic State group can be contained, it cannot be defeated without attacking it in Syria. Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said this would not necessarily require airstrikes by the U.S., although Hagel appeared to leave open that possibility by telling reporters we're looking at all options. Citing the recapture this week of the Mosul Dam that had been Islamic State militants' hands, Hagel credited U.S. bombing as well as U.S. arms supplies to Iraqi and Kurdish forces and international humanitarian assistance to the thousands of Iraqis displaced across northern Iraq. The governor of the central U.S. state of Missouri on Thursday ordered the withdrawal of the National Guard from a town rocked by nearly 2 weeks of protest following the August 9th shooting death of an unarmed black teen by a white policeman. The national troops arrived in Ferguson Monday to support police after violent clashes with protesters. Despite peaceful daytime protests, police and demonstrators that officials called instigators exchanged firebombs and tear gas nightly at the peak of the violence. Governor Jay Nixon said in a written statement that he was removing the National Guard because the situation in Ferguson has greatly improved, with fewer incidents of outside instigators interfering with peaceful protesters and fewer acts of violence. More than 150 people have been arrested in Ferguson since the protests began, mainly for failing to disperse at the request of police. Police Thursday reported only 6 arrests overnight, about 40 fewer than the night before. An Israeli airstrike in the southern Gaza Strip has killed 3 senior Hamas commanders. All 3 were killed Thursday in the bombing of a 4-story house in the town of Rafah, where they had led operations against the Jewish state for 20 years. Officials said the attack also killed at least 3 other people. Hamas identified those killed as Mohammed Abu Samaleh, Raid Al-Attar, and Mohammed Barhum. Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon said the 3 were responsible for deadly attacks against Israel, including the killing of Israeli soldiers and the 2006 kidnapping of soldier Gilad Shalit. Yaalon called the assassination of the 3 commanders a very important intelligence and operational achievement by the Israeli army and the Shin Bet security service.
That's the latest world news from VOA.